The GOP field for lieutenant governor is competitive enough that party delegates decided not to endorse anyone at the state Republican convention over the weekend. Delegates took a few votes, but none of the four GOP candidates got enough support to earn the party nod. Oregon State Representative Brett Davis led all candidates. He touted the backing of former Governor Tommy Thompson and told delegates about his own success winning in a largely Democratic assembly district south of Madison.
I've taken on the Democrats' political machine, and I've won.
Superior Mayor Dave Ross was the next highest vote getter. He told the party about his experience as a Republican executive in a Democratic city, comparing it to Milwaukee County executive and GOP gubernatorial candidate Scott Walker.
What Scott Walker has done in Milwaukee, I have done in Northwest Wisconsin.
Two candidates were neck and neck at the bottom of the pack. Former Green Beret Ben Collins of Lake Geneva talked about his tours of duty in Afghanistan and said the party needed someone from outside the establishment to shake things up.
I, for one, am sick and tired of the way it's done. So please don't tell me that we have to send Madison to fix Madison.
And former Milwaukee TV reporter Rebecca Clayfish spent more time than any of the other candidates talking about how she's anti-abortion.
I am pro-life, 100% pro-life.
Lieutenant governors have next to no official duties aside from one big one. They're the next in line for the state's top job if the governor leaves office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.